Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
So now, Jen Millard has been waiting patiently for her turn. She has mainlove.com. Welcome, Jen. Tell us your story.
I started Main Love 2 years ago now, so we're coming up on our second anniversary. So Mainers are very practical. There's a lot of conversation about water. There's lots of conversations around plastic and permanent chemicals. Those things can all carry on over there. Mainers are very practical. And with the decline of alcohol, this model is really to enable brewers to diversify revenue and make water when they're not making beer. So I am an asset-light, fast-growing CPG product. So I don't own any factories, which allows all that expense to be actually reallocated to sales and marketing, which is what drives CPG. So we have been working on what it's basically distributed manufacturing. So we use multiple brewers to make the same product. Licensed in 15 states, we are moving to distribution in 5. And I sit here in Florida as number 6. So we are off to a great start. We did about 21,000 cases last year and about $500,000 just in 4 months. And predominantly from Maine. So we have, great aspirations. Everyone needs water here and water in aluminum, I would say. Every rural community, obviously everyone has lots of headlines around water and water quality, water scarcity. But really one of the other factors is recycling in rural communities. People think that glass is the best thing to drink out of. If you live in a rural community, that glass is not being recycled. So there is not a single place in Maine where glass is recycled. It is piled into piles and shipped down to New Jersey. And honestly, I've been told there's only 2 or 3 furnaces that are, hot enough to actually do glass recycling, and they're in New Jersey. So the aluminum can is because every brewer makes a 16-ounce aluminum can. It's a great value to the consumer. And the consumer knows how to recycle it, and 70% of that can will be repurposed in 45 days.
Excellent. I could see that Richard wanted to make a New Jersey joke.
Yeah, I mean, lucky us. I mean, we're getting all of these glass bottles from Maine, and we can't recycle them fast enough. So I hope somebody's working on that.
Well, I did just get a water license for New Jersey, so we'll be entering the New York market probably towards the fall.
So what's all that about? You have to get a license to sell water?
Interestingly, drinking water is regulated by every state, and currently no one is answering the phone at the FDA, so that has been entertaining. And I have used AI to solve some of the lack of phone calls, I might add, to the FDA. So this is simply water in aluminum to solve a problem for people who don't want to drink out of plastic. And our biggest impact is in stadiums and colleges, where you might have 20,000 people attending a concert. 20% of that 20,000 are going to buy a water. And ideally, I'd like it to be in aluminum because it's better for people and it's easier to recycle.
Sometimes we hear about this microplastics, right, from bottled water. And we consume a lot of that around our house. I do kind of worry about some sort of accumulation. What's the story with the aluminum? Is there any kind of residual that leaches into the water?
So each can does have a liner. We actually use a Bipani liner, a special liner, which is an epoxy liner. That's the closest thing you're going to get to no plastic. There's no plastic in aluminum, of course. Even in glass, when you twist off the top, what they're finding is that twist off top is grinding plastic into the glass, and it actually has more microplastics in glass than it does in plastic. And so we're really focused on providing a consumer choice. And that's how we position this product is you do not offer an aluminum choice today. You have clients, customers that would like to purchase in aluminum. And so we offer an aluminum choice.
So your innovation with your water is really the container.
Our innovation with the water is the creation process, using multiple brewers to get them licensed to produce drinking water under one single brand in a distributed fashion, and to keep the economics for that creation of the water in Maine.
How do you produce water?
We utilize brewers that are already connected to the best source in the nation is Sebago Lake, Maine. This is the municipal water for 2 out of 5 Mainers. So when I first started the company, people would say, Jen, if you want water, just go get some from the faucet. That's exactly it. So if you've not lived in an area with water scarcity or water quality issues, people in Maine take it for granted. This lake is connected. Portland Water District connects 45 breweries to the same facility of water. So we utilize the brewers that are connected to that same body of water. It is the gold standard of water for beer. Literally, if you're making beer in Colorado, they're changing their water chemistry to reflect Sebago Lake, Maine. And so if you have the gold standard of water for beer, why are we not producing it in cans for consumers? And it's important to me, the word water does not appear in the Maine economic plan one time for the next 20 years. And I think that's erroneous. Maine has a long history of natural resources, whether you're timber, whether you're lobster, whether you're blueberries, whether you're craft beer. Why should water be any different? You know, really, we're selling the sense of place, the nostalgia, the provenance of Maine. We're so proud of the source. We are the only water that puts the source on the front of the water. Even Fiji water is not always from Fiji.
So, Kevin, do you have any thoughts or comments about the water business?
I do, actually, which shocks you probably, but you are right. You said something, Jen, that maybe people didn't pick up on. But over the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a decline, and now a larger decline in the drinking of alcohol across the board. And the youngest generation is drinking much less than we did when we were that age.
65% of Gen Z does not drink.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And look, the data are clear about this. It turns out probably no amount of alcohol is good for you. That's not going to change my habits, but it is changing Gen Z. And so why not put really high quality, good tasting, safe water into cans? All of these breweries, all of these companies, they can make cans like crazy. Cans are very easy to recycle compared to glass and much less energy, by the way. Aluminum melts at a much lower temperature.
Right.
Remelting glass is like melting sand. And
that's
what I found out, Kevin,
and there's only a couple places in New Jersey.
That's right. It's very hard, as it turns out. Most of it doesn't get recycled. Most of it gets just dumped into the dump, right? And the energy to recycle it equals that of the energy of making new, so nobody really wants the recycled glass. So aluminum is great. It's a great idea. And we know that people are buying water. They're buying Fiji water, but they don't really want it in plastic anymore. So if we can put water in cans and that becomes normalized, it's a very good thing. Lastly, you know, if you're in California airports, it's illegal to sell water in bottles. So the only water you can get is in cans.
And you're starting to see more municipalities at the zip code level that are moving to no single use plastic. We've also helped 14 colleges become no single use plastic.
Water is a great idea, and it's a growing business. And, you know, you can ultimately have a very large business. And look, Pepsi, Coke, all these people, they are in the water business, but they've been, unfortunately, mostly in plastic bottles.
Yeah, Liquid Death is my primary competitor. One of my goals here is to enable an aluminum category on shelf. If you look today, the aluminum is all over the place. Merchants don't know how to merchandise it. I was a retailer in my first career. So we really want to be frenemies to Liquid Death and help merchants line up an aluminum category in store so customers know where to shop for it. And everyone knows how to recycle aluminum. I'm not teaching to do anything new.
Maine
to Florida is really the TAM here. Liquid Death is going public at $1.5 billion. They have less than 1% of the market. I believe Maine to Florida to be a $100 million business over 5 years, and I think that's a reasonable assumption.
So, Jen, how did we get to this point where we're buying bottled water? Because when I was a kid growing up, you just went to the faucet.
Loss of trust. People don't trust their tap. They don't trust how their water is being treated. You think of all of what's impacting the cultural conversation around water, it ultimately comes to distrust. Is there chemicals in here? Is it in a lead pipe? You know, it becomes distrust of your municipality, you know, boiling orders, for example. In Austin, I had a beautiful boiling order a couple of weeks ago. How does that happen in a city like Austin, right? It happens. So it's really this loss of trust. And so one of the things that I believe that Maine brings forward is a humble and authenticity from Maine that is very trustworthy. And that's why our brand is very straightforward. It is a Gen Z brand. This is water purely from Maine. There was no other marketing. It is directly what you see, what you get.
I do want to say I quit drinking out of drinking fountains after I saw this in college. This nicely dressed young man, nice looking everything, hacked and puked and sneezed all over the drinking fountain. while he was getting a drink, and it was so disgusting.
To answer the original question, statistically, people that are born outside of the U.S., Central America, South America, they're taught from birth that you don't drink tap water. You won't go to a family in Mexico and see them drinking tap water. It won't happen. They buy water 2 to 3 times greater than an average American. Maine statistically has the best water, and Sebago Lake is so clean that it has a waiver for solids from the EPA. So when that water gets to my house, in my house, it has not been filtered. It has just been sanitized with chlorhydramide, but not filtered. It is that pure. So you can look, this is a 300-foot deep lake and 5 miles wide, and you can look down 50 feet in this lake. It is very, very clean. But it's really the forest that keeps the water the purest, because there's no water treatment plants here. It's actually the forest that is doing the water treatment. So the give back for this business is actually to land trusts, so that private land can be made for public access for hiking and environmental exploration, but more to preserve the trees around the watershed so that we protect the quality of the water.
Is rainwater the cleanest water?
You'd have to ask a better chemist than me, and I suspect it's the catch of the rain at the time and what jurisdiction you're in.
No, absolutely not. I tried that experiment when I was a kid, and the water was full of all sorts of particulates.
It pulls everything out. Yeah.
So basically, no matter where you go, you're going to get dirty water if you're not careful, unless you get it from Maine, right? So
unless you get it from Maine. That's the point. Exactly. Wow.
Well, the other thing about your aluminum, as a chemist, I just want to bring up, when plastic water bottles get really hot, they do emit chemicals. And aluminum, I think, is a, you know, much more solid to say, so to speak. And it doesn't do that.
The can that we use, I have an 18-month lifespan on my product because I don't want product to sit on shelf longer than 18 months. But there's another company that uses the exact same can and makes emergency water that's good for 25 years. I doubt it tastes fantastic at 25, but I bet it's drinkable.
So where do I have to go to buy this? Can I order it online?
Yeah, you can order it online at mainlove.com. We run a DTC, a direct-to-consumer subscription, and you can find us on the Eastern Seaboard, moving down 95 from Maine down to Massachusetts, primarily at Hannaford Brothers, 7-Elevens, convenience stores. But our larger brand expressions are actually with sports teams and typically soccer teams. So we do a lot with the soccer team in Maine, which is the Hearts of Pine and their youth foundation. I'm down here in Florida meeting with Fort Lauderdale United for the same, because the biggest impact to reduce single-use plastic, all these facilities serve water in plastic bottles. And to make it easier on the facility and better for the guests, we should convert them to metal.
I have to try this water.
You, anyone on this call wants to email me at jen@mainlove.com, I would be happy to send everyone a sample. No worries.
I will do that.